With the Wizards of Wine Winery won and the Wicked Wicker Warriors withered, Myri and Arena waste not one wink, fitting 40 in to fortify themselves before finding the fancy filched by the forest folk. After their rest, they intend to set off to meet Elvir Martikoff at Yesterhill and make a battleground out of the bad guy's burial ground. But they better beware. Strahd is lurking everywhere.
Is it a restful rest?
Make a constitution saving throw. Yeah.
Can I use my last luck asleep with my con?
No, you would use your first luck of the new day.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. So like you would get your lucks back and then you would have to use one of them if you're using luck.
But am I rolling to see if I'm rested at all?
Yes.
Then I don't get my lucks if I'm not rested. Do you see why I'm asking?
I do. And here's how it's going to work. Yep. You're using one and either it's your last one or it's your first one of the next
day. Yeah. Okay. That's what I mean. Okay, great. Oh, shit, man. This sucks. I mean, it's fine. I rolled 9.
You fall asleep, and normally wine gives Myri a dreamless sleep, but not the case, as you suddenly snap awake, and you are bound in this bed, and it's no longer a bunk bed. You're just bound to this bed, leather straps on your wrists and ankles. You struggle against it and look to the left and right, and you see there is a raven-like man standing above you. He wears a mask with a long protruding beak that tapers to a point in front of him, and he has thick glass lenses in lieu of eyes. His hands are covered in black leather gloves, and in his hand he holds a syringe, which I don't know if Myra's seen a syringe before. It's filled with some sort of unctuous liquid. He approaches you, lifts it up high, lightning flashes behind him, and he plunges it into your heart. You feel it pierce inside of you as you wake up. Your maximum hit points are reduced by 3.
Oh, she tries to just shake it off. She, like, feels her chest where this thing just, like, stabbed into her. She's fine. She just kind of rubs her eyes, just, like, so done with being exhausted and traumatized by this place. And she looks over at Arena. Does she look like she's having good sleep?
She does.
She's grateful for that. And she waits a few minutes to see if Arena wakes up.
There's a knock on the door. It's very gentle. And Steph opens and says, it's going to be getting dark soon. If you're going to get to Yesterhill, probably time to start going.
She gently shakes Arena's shoulder.
Who goes, I know. She cracks her neck. I'm coming.
And we go out.
All right. I'm going to skip any pleasantries. Let's assume that they fed you. And there were crackers and cheese. A massive cheese plate with grapes and wine. Wine to be drunk. And then, after about an hour's travel, heading south along the trail, Trevor finds the page that they are
looking
for.
It's okay. I literally just remembered I need to buy crackers at the store. So you've helped me. Because I think I have cheese. And I ran out of crackers. And it's really hurting me.
Are these actual cheeses?
No.
Or no, you don't?
No. What would you like me to describe it as? Fermented cashew creme?
Yeah.
Do you want to come over for a fermented cashew creme plate?
Because then you'll get the answer that you
FCC.
Deserve.
The FCC!
God damn it.
She's
The trail through the thick woods leads to a hill covered with dead grass and cairns of black rock. Dark, ominous clouds gather high above, and a single bolt of lightning strikes the hilltop, illuminating a copse of trees. West of the hill, the land, the woods, and the sky vanish behind a towering wall of fog.
Can I try and figure out where Alvir is? Like, is there any signs of human feet?
Make an investigation check.
Is it investigation or survival?
And actually, it's perception.
Okay, great. 10.
You can't see any sign of... I mean, you can see footprints leading up the same way, but you see it's a very well-worn path. And as you continue to look up the hillside, another lightning bolt strikes, splitting through the air. You can see it illuminated. The cairns dotting this hill are not intermittent. It looks kind of like a punk kid's shoulder pad. It is like row of spike after row of spikes of these little rock mounds. This appears to be a well-trafficked and ancient part of Barovia.
And Mike, Karen, you mean like graves, right?
Yeah, I don't mean like hippie litter, like trail markers. I mean like rock mounds of just black rock. Sure. Yeah.
But like purposefully put there.
Yes. And at equal intervals. Yeah. So, and they like start down low on the hill with you, and you can see there's like a little ledge that leads up, and then another row starts. So it looks like this is basically a burial ground.
Okay, great. Do I hear anything? Because they're supposed to be doing some sort of special thing tonight. Is there any sort of pageantry happening?
You can't hear anything over the sound of the incoming storm. The wind blows fairly fiercely, but the hill is quite large. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Old Sarum.
Can I take a look at one of these cairns?
Sure. Make an investigation check.
19.
They're black stones that are all the same kind of mineral, whatever they are. It is about 7 feet long and about 4 feet high. So it looks like there's, you know, probably a body buried underneath here with like the stones carefully placed. And then on the top of it, there is a single white stone with a rune carved into it.
I would like to try to identify this rune. Rune.
Okay. Make a pure intelligence check.
And hope for that crit. 18.
It's not a sigil you've ever seen before. With the 18 on the intelligence, you, I think, put together, it's possible it's a marker for this grave.
Okay. Let's keep following this path. Can I be a little sneaky? Because I don't want to come over this hill and see a bunch of, like, dance peeps.
Hello, boys. Guns drawn. Where did you get
General
those?
General Grievous is there. He's got, like, 6 shillelaghs and they somehow glow. And he's like, rah!
Yes, exactly that.
Made out of clockwork trees.
Make a stealth check for you and your girl.
I don't trust any of these die. None of them are good. That's like, you're good. Double 12. Okay, so Myri's a dirty 20. Arena is a dirty, and not dirty at all, 13.
Arena is not dirty. She's soaked. The rain doesn't even seem to touch her. It's not quite raining yet, although it was at the Wizards of Wine. But now it's just like, it's just wet and dreary. Interesting. Huh. Okay, cool. As you creep up the hill, her breathing is getting heavier and heavier.
A revisling. Sorry.
a revisling. Yes, a revisling is very good. Oh my gosh. As you crest to the top, you can see there is a rock outcropping, like a circle of gray and white stones. They don't match the ones the cairns are made out of, that collectively form a makeshift wall enclosing a field of sickly trees. Lightning strikes the edge of the ring from time to time, illuminating a ghastly 50-foot tall, misshapen tree at its core. Blood oozes like sap from its twisted trunk. And skulking around it, you can see 3 gangly humanoid creatures, and near them amidst the trees, 6 more that look like hunched over people covered in sharp spikes. So like punk kids.
Like punk adults, hunched over.
yeah, like lifelong punkers.
Yeah.
Embedded in the tree is a shining battle axe, beneath which lies a humanoid skeleton. As you watch them, you can see they're not chanting and they're not dancing. They appear to be waiting for something.
They're at the cocktail party before.
Mm-hmm. Bound to the tree in vines is a young man with a distinctively sloped nose and black hair. His head hangs in weariness. As you can see, these like basically black tendrils of wood kind of creeping over his shoulders and arms and piercing into him. Blood dribbles down his bare chest.
Spooky. So, I clock that.
Sorry, there's one more notable thing as you clock that. And in his bare chest, in the center, about the size of a large pine cone, is a green glowing gem.
Oh no, inside him?
Like, stuck into him, like it was stabbed there.
It's like a bad Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay, okay.
It's an analog Stark as well.
Okay. Shoot. Just Googling my spells real quick.
Oh, Arena's spells. Darling, those aren't your spells. You don't have any spells. Not anymore.
The Raven Queen chants in my head. No, I have no idea if she has dominion here. Okay. How far away from them are we?
You are about 50 feet away from them right now.
And these woodlandmen are gathered all together, clumped, or are they circling the tree?
They are like in a tripod in front of the tree, but they're fairly close together. They're all within 5 feet of each other.
Are they looking at the tree or looking at each other?
They are doing neither. They are looking out. They appear to be looking down the hill.
Towards us?
No, they're looking in three different directions.
Oh, I see. They're in a triangle, but facing outward from...
Well, I'll say this. One of them is looking at the tree. Two of them are looking in either direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One toward the wall of fog and one the other way.
Okay. Irina, I hate to do this, but I kind of feel like you should stay here and get in if you need to, but you can Sacred Flame from here.
Okay.
Just because I'm going to try and sneak in there and take some out quietly.
Okay.
When they figure out I'm there and start attacking me, I want you to see if you can go to the boy and see if you can release him from that tree.
Once you've got their attention, I'll go and try and get him down.
Mm-hmm. Does she have anything sharp?
Unless you gave her your half-short sword that functions as a dagger.
No, because I have that. Here, take this. I'm going to give her that stone dagger.
The stone dagger?
And fight their fire with our fire. You know, fight plant with... You get it.
Fire would be good.
Sacred Flame can help, too. But in case it comes down to that, you have this as well. And something for him to have.
He doesn't look great.
Don't worry about him. Fighting. Worry about him. Not fighting. Okay, that sounds like a good plan, right?
I mean, it's the best one you've come up with so far.
Honestly, huge compliment. Okay, sorted. Let's go. And I sneak off into the moss.
Make another stealth check.
Can she guide me as I go?
She'll put her hand on your back and be like, be careful.
Cute. 1d4, right?
Mm-hmm.
23.
Okay. You make your way around the edge of the stones closer to the tree in the center. As you do... Give me a perception check.
Yes, chef. Natural 20.
As you make your way west on the side with a curtain of fog, you can see inside of it glimmering a white fortress on a hill above a great city. It appears quite distant, and the fog obscures all detail, but over the sound of the storm, you can hear what sounds like the distinct tolling of a church bell.
Hmm.
As you look, you also see, coming down the trail that you were just on, a glow. You hear the sound of hoofbeats among the thunder and the bells. It's like an EDM song. And looking down, you can see the distinct features of a horse, its mane and hooves alight with flame, flames billowing from its mouth and embers like glowing coals in its eyes. Astride the back of this horse is a man in a red cloak, pale skin, high cheekbones, and long dark hair.
Okay. In that case... Is he coming up behind Irina?
He slows the horse to a walk. He's heading up as if he's heading directly for Irina, and then he breaks away along the edges of one of these cairns, heading kind of parallel to you, but down below. His eyes are fixed on the wall of fog.
I want to stay hidden, and I'm not going to attack yet. If I could get high, that's good too.
You're as tall as you can be, unless you're on a tree.
That's what I mean. Can I get on a tree?
Make an athletics check.
I'm going to stay on the ground. I don't want to risk making noise.
Okay. As he comes around the edge of the hill, one of the forest folk says something, and the other two nod, turn and face the tree, and begin chanting.
Oh, son of a bitch.
What do you do?
I blow my whistle, and I run for the tree and the boy.
Okay, roll initiative.
I don't fight them. Myri 18. Arena 7.
It is you first because they have not seen you.
Sick.
But you give away your position as soon as you blow the whistle.
I do.
But immediately, three heads turn in unison to you.
And I'm already going. Mm-hmm. They turn in unison to a puff cloud shaped like Myri. And then they follow her.
That's funny. What are you doing?
I'm running towards the boy outside of their range if I can. Like, if I can, like... scoot around a little bit to not be within their hands.
So they're all three, like right in front of him?
Copy. The six that are outside, though, I can avoid, yes?
They're, stationed in, like, a perimeter. You wouldn't be right up in their grill.
Okay, great.
But there's no way to get to the boy without getting near these forest folk.
Yeah, copy. I'm going to attack the one closest to the boy, short sword and dagger in hand, and attack the one closest to the boy.
Okay. Roll an attack.
Let's fight him with wood. Let wood fight wood. Dice-wise. Oh, okay. 15.
You bring down your sword, and as you do, like, sticks into it, and it makes a sound like a thunk, like stabbing a knife into a kitchen table. And you look, and he looks down at it, just sticks in his flesh like that, which appears to be thick and bark-like. The rest of him is covered in this bluish mud, and he looks at you with these fierce, intelligent eyes and grins, showing rotted yellow teeth.
I stab him by dagger. 12.
And likewise, your dagger into wood, and it appears to do nothing.
I face him with my back to the boy.
Sure. So you've now put yourself in between the tree and them. They are chanting, but it is not their turn. On the edge, you hear this creaking sound and this kind of slithering, and you see these spiny covered humanoid figures don't move, like get down on their haunches and shrug their backs and launch needles at you. Six is a miss. Six is a miss. I just rolled 3 threes in a row. How do you make the dice do what you want it to?
You have to believe.
Ugh.
Oh my god, there's a playlist called Barovian Rhapsody.
I am livid.
But it actually looks really good. It's just music.
I'm just still livid about the name. One of these is going to hit you.
I let it hit me.
Okay. Ooh, are you the one or the six? You're the six. You're going to take 10 piercing damage.
I'll allow it.
Okay. This barrage of needles peppers into your neck, thick wooden spines, almost like golf tees, jet across your chest, your neck down to your... That is their turn. The forest folk just continue chanting. Irina's turn.
Irina runs towards the boy and launches a sacred flame at the one close to me. Is that what I want to do before I do this? Do I have to touch to bless?
Nope. Three creatures you can see.
She's going to bless me and her.
Great.
Her and I. Us.
She and we.
I am she and she is me.
As another lightning bolt flashes, striking at the rocks that you can see, like that is what turns them black, is the constant lightning striking of them.
Cool.
It arcs down and she says, "Let me borrow some of that light," and blesses the two of you.
Okay, great.
Anything else on her turn?
That's her turn.
It's Myri.
Myri attacks this thing chanting. 11.
Dancing around with the chanting and just ducks underneath it.
Uh-huh. And a 14.
Also does not hit.
Yeah. That's my turn.
Okay. You continue to put yourself in between Elvir and these folk as another volley is launched at you. Five of these are going to hit
you. Five? Oh, man. I'm going to use Defensive Duelist.
Okay. One is going to hit you and a crit is going to hit you.
Oh, balls. Worth it. But taking three.
Take 18 piercing damage.
I mean, okay. That...
As, like, I think you go to block some of these with the length of your blade and then bring your dagger up, but as you bring them up, just on your legs, more of these thorns sink in.
I wish I was smaller.
What, are we doing voices now?
Sorry, reflex.
Okay, the forest folk continue to chant.
Okay. Arena, we gotta stop them from chanting. I'm gonna have her sacred flame this one.
Four will fail.
8 damage, though.
Ooh, yeah. The flames ignite around its feet as he dances, and he looks over his shoulder and sees Irina running forward and, like, bringing up this burst of flame. Lightning crackles behind her, and he stops chanting and looks at the other two and turns to face her.
She is going to run to the boy and see, 'cause she's a little bit magic. This gem that's in him, if she pulls it out, will he die? Is that a problem?
Make a medicine check.
She's good at medicine. 21.
She knows if she removes and isn't able to staunch the bleeding immediately, it will. Also, this thing looks like pretty deeply embedded in there. I will also tell you, as she's watching, the chanting is continuing. The bark of this tree is spreading over his shoulders further, reaching toward that gem.
Copy.
His arms are still suspended and bound to branches, and then his feet kind of dangle on the haft of this axe that is embedded in the tree. You know, like a survivor challenge.
I was just thinking that. That's so funny. Yes. Okay, great. That's Arena's turn.
Myri, it looks like this thing's trying to, like, it's growing over him.
Myri turns around, disengages from the forest folk she's facing, And can I either like hack at the wood and try and pull it off him and break it off him, or use my hands, whatever I think is smarter?
What do you think is smarter?
I want to crowbar with my sword the wood away from him.
Make an attack roll.
I'm going to use luck. Nope, just cast out of my box. I didn't see it. Much better. 22.
Okay, you hack into it with your short sword, trying to whittle away from the, but your blade just kind of sticks into the wood, which gushes blood out like a fucking Ava, just like sprays all over your face as you gut into it, and you wrench your blade out, but you don't appear to have broken the wood at all. You just kind of like cut into it.
Damn. Can I try and jimmy him out?
On your next turn, maybe. Okay. That is your action.
Okay.
And in comes a volley. Now that Arena is in range, she's going to be the target of half of these.
Damn, Arena.
She takes 10 piercing damage.
Okay.
And you are going to take one attack.
Defensive duelist.
As you are wrenching the sword out of the bark and the blood sprays everywhere, you instinctively turn around and bat away a flurry of these thorns that ricochet and stick into the ground. You take no damage on this round as you see the needle blights continuing to like sprout new brambles from where the last volley went. They're kind of like a, who was that fucking X-Men that they did just for the animated series?
Spike.
Evolution. Spike. Yeah, they kind of like come out of their forearms.
Cute. I mean, not cute, but cute.
Yeah, but another salvo is replenished. Two of the druids are going to continue to chant. This one stops chanting and instead draws from the, like, catches one of the lightning strikes, which appears as a flame in his hand, and he hurls it at Arena for a natural 20.
Oh, she's toast.
This flame is heading right for her, and she goes, "Morning, Lord, someone." And as the flame goes, there's a gust of wind, and it veers away from her and splashes against the tree itself, which catches fire quickly and begins to crackle and burn. One of the druids, like still chanting, snarls at it, and like the three of them are like freaking out now that fire has been introduced to the situation. And Arena holds her hands down. She's still going to be at 4 HP.
Yeah. Okay.
And she like looks terrified through her fingers and goes, "What was that?"
"I don't know, but keep doing it."
That was the druids' turn. It's her turn.
Arena, I don't know if I can fight this tree. I'd say flame him. And she's going to sacred flame the one she hit earlier.
That same one who just cast fire at her?
Yeah.
Oh, 11?
13, so nah, it doesn't pass.
Yeah, all right.
Three dimmy dams.
I'll take three dimmy dams. As now fire of her own erupts from underneath him. And as he's distracted, he barks angrily at the world and then just begins chanting with more intensity. As this happens, the wind continues to howl. Make a perception check. With disadvantage, I apologize.
That's okay. 11.
In the break in the wind, you feel like you can hear the flapping of wings.
Okay. Myri's turn.
Yep.
She's going to attack the one they've been attacking. 16.
Just barely hits.
Oh, thank frick. Finally, I'm in the game. And my friend is near me, right?
Your friend is near you, but his friends are near him.
Okay. Thank you. Just checking. 5 damage, please.
That's like sneak attack, but so much less. You stab into him. His own blood rushes out to meet the other blood that covers your sword. Anything else on your turn?
Can I give Arena a potion? I know I can't feed it to her, but can I hand it to her?
We can say you each had 2 and 2.
Yeah, that's fair. Then I guess I'll dagger him. 19.
I will hit.
2 damage.
As you stab in, you find like the weak points in his bark, which, oh, you can see his skin soften and become squishy, like the blue mud still coating it. His eyes go wide. Anything else on your turn?
No.
Then the blights will continue to volley at you and Arena.
Nice.
Natural 1. So that one will be out for this next turn.
His spikes get stuck instead of shooting out.
Yeah.
And he has to pull them out with his teeth.
Arena takes none. You're going to take 2.
I'm just going to half the damage.
That's nice, because one of them is a crit.
I just had a feeling.
I'm hooked on that feeling.
More than a feeling? Did you hear how much power it took me to not sing it?
You're going to take half of 24 is 12. This one druid is going to cast Barkskin on himself and get that back up. The other two continue to chant.
What a loser.
Wait, does he have the spell slots for that?
What a loser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Damn. I don't like that. I don't like that voice.
Don't mind me. Arena's turn.
Arena's going to Sacred Flame that same one.
Okay. That's a natural 1.
Great.
So roll damage twice.
Love that for us. 13.
As the bark solidifies on his skin, the flames erupt out. Light shines through all of the cracks in it as the fire catches, and he just becomes more effective tinder as he burns.
Is he dead?
He's totally dead.
Dude, you're totally dead.
Because of Lee.
I went to a summer camp once where the teacher loved Tenacious D, and they would sing that, and they would like play it on their car and like turn it down when it said effin.
I'm talking in Lee.
Yeah. A lot of people were like 11. She was like, I don't need to get fired today.
Especially not for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. As the turn progresses to the next one, you look up into the sky as you see the clouds are obscured by something even darker. The black feathery wings of twin swarms of ravens, which are under your command. So can you Google swarm of ravens 5e?
I can.
Oh, this picture's incredible. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen that. That's for the School of Necromancy.
For those of you not looking at what I'm looking at, it's a cute full-sized raven going on top of a
skull
with like mist behind it, like watercolor mist.
Wow. It's holding its mouth open like a grackle.
Did you see my video of the tawny frog mouth at the Santa Barbara Zoo?
I did not.
I got a perfect video. The reason they're called frog mouths is because they're
full of frogs.
Mouth is bright green.
Oh, okay.
Ribbit. And it's hard to get them to open their mouth, you know? So I was taking a video, and literally 3 seconds in, it yawned, and I was like, thank you. Thank you for that. That's perfect.
That's awesome. Roll initiative for one count for both swarms. Does that make sense?
Three.
All right, they're going to go right at the bottom. This is cool because they just showed up. And it is Myri's turn.
What is their HP? Twice the HP of Arena, basically. Can't be scared.
Ravens are frightened of nothing.
But they also can't be charmed. Ravens love nothing.
And they can't be stunned. They're used to everything.
Can't be petrified. They're very good dancers.
Can't be made prone. Corvid joke. It's your turn.
Myri's gonna short sword the one to the left. A crit.
Aw, shit. Wait, the one to the left meaning the druid?
Yeah. One of the druids of the three. Assuming I was at a point.
Yeah, roll damage.
I thought I was gonna sneeze, but I didn't. If I crit, do I have sneak attack?
No, it's crit. Only if you have advantage on the hit. But if you had sneak attack and you crit, it's better.
It would have been nice. 13 damage.
Yeah, his skin fades down away.
I'm going to dagger the other one. Can I reach it from where I am? Oh, I can just fancy footwork out and then get him. I do that. I stab this thing, see its skin go away, and hop my feet up, push off it, and do a roll backwards and try and stab this one with my dagger.
Hell yeah. Just for my own druthers, because we're like fucking, I've been on a Marvel binge. You like stab into it, see his skin go, bring your feet up, kick off, pulling with your sword, and then in midair, turn, take out your dagger, and just stab into the other guy.
Hopefully. 14 plus 7, 21.
Yeah. Stabbing into his shoulder and like using that as like a grip to correct yourself and land on the ground.
Three damage.
But a natural one on a concentration check.
Yes! He can't concentrate for years to come. Natural one.
Totally unfocused. And actually you like break up his chanting for a second.
Cute.
But the other one is still going. Anything else on your turn?
Motor mouth. That's it.
These needle blades, seeing the aerial support, they basically like take their forearms and they lift them up and then are kind of angling them over and then just like artillery off a helicarrier. These ravens, 14 damage, but they have resistance to piercing damage, which this is. So they are instead going to take 7.
Whoa.
So one of the swarms is down 7 HP.
Okay, I hate to say it, these ravens are like way better than Arena. I don't mean to be that guy.
Give her time. Tight. That is the condition of the needle blight. Blight's turn. Druids continue to chant. The one is missing his turn, so he's going to get it on the next one. Arena's turn.
Arena is going to what?
Prove herself better than a raven.
Yeah, prove herself better than a bird.
To be fair, it's a bunch of birds.
She's going to flame the one I crit on, the left one.
Hell yeah.
Make a save.
I don't.
6 damage.
All right, as the flame lights up.
Can I do healing word?
As a bonus action, you can.
She puffs herself up.
Petrichor.
7.
Damn, that's way better than I thought it was. Good job, healing word.
Yeah, good job.
The raven's turns.
They use beaks.
They use beaks on what?
They use beaks. I'm going to have them actually attack the Blights and just work on them.
Cool.
Because that's what they would do.
Yep. They're X-Wings. You basically just called in some X-Wings while you're having a fucking Jedi duel.
Black 5, standing by!
Black 2, standing by.
That's so cute. Oh, man. They did not do well. 7.
Does not hit.
And they only have one attack. That's fine.
But you have 2 swarms.
Oh, I have 2 swarms. Okay, so that's so Raven 2 comes to attack the same one.
I was waiting for the that's so Raven joke. It was like 20 minutes.
For 6.
How Raven is it?
That is so Raven. So that doesn't hit either, I don't think.
Nope, but they dive bomb around, scattering things and drawing the Blight's attention, which is honestly also good.
Really helpful, especially for Arena.
It is Myri's turn.
She's going to stab the one she's engaged with her sword for a 25.
That will hit.
For 4 damage. And the dagger's a crit.
Hell yeah.
So it's 2d4. 6 damage.
You like slash against its stomach, which it like brings its arms down, and then you throw up your sword. It follows it with its glint, and as his head looks up, you slit his throat with the dagger. And he blood spills and he falls to the ground dead.
Oh, and is their blood like, you know how when you open a tree and it has that white stuff? Can it be like that?
Yeah, gross, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely that.
So there's like puddles of white and branches.
Like cottonwood puffs that like spill out of his neck as the blood dribbles down.
Gross.
2 druids down, 1 remains.
She flips the dagger in her hand to make it like Ahsoka Tano, like backhand, and gets ready to run at this one.
Hell yeah. Blights are going to continue to hit the ravens. Oh, and except one of them doesn't get to hit because he's recharging, although now he is. So they're going to take 4.
He's been going to too many social engagements now that he's been vaccinated. Needs to recharge.
The ravens go, thank you for flying Delta.
Also, I was on a Delta flight this week, and it was very bizarre being on Delta. Feels like a bad omen.
Like drinking Corona last March. Oof. One of these swarms is taking 30, halved to 15.
I'm going to randomize it, unless you have an aim. Because there's ravens and ravens parentheses 2.
Ravens 1 takes that.
Okay, great.
And the other ones are taking 12 by half is 6.
If I could do an R2-D2 screaming noise, I would, but I can't, and I don't want to hurt my mic. For some reason, that comes out of one of these birds.
it's like falling, and suddenly catches fire.
Even though it's like been hit by a piece of tree.
Yeah, well, the piece of tree like shoots up and then like follows it around for a while, and it's like, I've got one on my tail! I can't shake him! No! Irina's turn.
She's going to Sacred Flame this boy. Please make a save. Or girl.
Also, speaking of boys, you can see the guy tied to the tree is almost entirely encased. Half of his face is still available, mm-hmm. and like most of his legs the way down are open. But
oh shoot!
And his like chest is still like radiating with this gem, but the rest of it is covered in bark.
Can I bless him too?
No,
that's fair.
I taketh away.
Make your save. Make your save. Make my save.
19 will.
It does save.
So no damage or half damage?
None. Cantrips.
The flames go over and the druid backs up. Birds? Birds.
Birds are going to attack spikies.
Great. One of them is rolling half damage.
Damage, I believe, yeah. Which is such a cute way to do that. 22 and a crit.
Well, the 22 will definitely hit, and the crit will certainly hit.
The 22 was assigned to the half before mm-hmm. I rolled them.
You're good. 1d6 for that one and 4d6 for the other.
2 damage.
2 damage?
For that first one. 12 damage.
All right, one of these blights is taken out and picked up into the air by the swarm of ravens and then just pecked apart and shredded as like bramble-like branches tumble to the ground around you.
Oh my god, if I hit this guy, I get to sneak attack him. It's my turn, right?
Yep.
I attack him. 22.
Hits.
Yes.
And he is outnumbered.
Okay, Batman.
I am darkness. I am the blight. Oh, and we laughed.
15 damage.
Okay, you slice into him and the blood goes down draining with the mud as he continues to chant, like, your sword in him. He
27 dagger to hit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I was like, are you kidding? With what?
4 damage.
As he's doing that, you stab into his gut and he's not breaking his chant, just looking dead at you as you rend him through with blades.
Muy caliente.
Anything else?
No.
The blights are going to continue to try and take out your swarm.
You could say they're swarm enemies.
I could. And I will. All right, all right. Swarm number one is going to take...
If it's over two, they're done.
Yeah. The first swarm is taken out. We cut to a close-up of the raven suddenly in a cockpit, and as it spins and goes, and sparks come up from either corner of it, and then it explodes in flame.
I was thinking about a Cory in the House joke, but I was like, it's already a joke.
The show is itself. The other swarm is going to take... Snake eyes, are you kidding me? 4 damage.
That's halved.
Yeah. It is Arena's turn because the druid is continuing to chant.
Make a save, please.
I can't believe... Can they heal each other?
They're druids.
That cure wounds or a good berry, maybe?
He's, like, producing berries into his hand like Groot does that one time and then just, like, shoving it down his friend's face with his cut, like, throat cut open. So dark.
So good.
Found out my parents love Newcastle beer, and I'm like, ah, oh, damn.
Nat 20 on that save. Swirls around, dancing onto the other side. But that was Arena's turn. It is the Raven's turn.
That makes sense. My remaining Raven is going to attack. Balls. 9.
Wait, actually, it hits.
Really?
These things are squishy.
It is going to be 6 damage.
All right. They do another flyby. One of the ravens is like caught in the bramble, stuck on the needles, and then blows up, and the flames catch and the needle immolates.
Good.
Lightning continues to strike around, illuminating this battlefield as the druid continues to chant. Myri's turn.
Stab, please. I'm going to use luck.
Okay. That's your last one?
Yeah. 21.
Will hit.
With sneak?
Yep.
That was worth it. Ooh, 20 damage.
How do you kill it?
I'm about to miss, and as I do, I curve it around in a moon and slice it down from shoulder to opposite side hip bone. And I'm holding my sword there, just looking at it like, did I miss? And then it just slides in half.
And hits the ground.
And I run to the tree to try and get the boy out.
He is almost entirely encased in bark. You can see just like part of his forehead and one of his eyes, which is closed. That's your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I attack the tree with my dagger?
Sure.
Like try and get him out?
You your dagger into the edge of the tree and it seeps blood running down into the roots around it. The blights. I'm mad at these ravens. That's a crit. Neither of those were. 30 halved is 15 damage.
They're done.
All right. The remaining fall. One of the ravens jumps off the back of a larger raven and parachutes down and then is taken out by a needle.
It's good.
Arena's turn.
Can Arena hurt the tree with sacred flame?
She can try.
Yeah, she's going to try. The tree needs to make a dex save.
Which it fails automatically. Have her roll damage.
6.
Is it radiant or...
It's radiant.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You see these flames light up. This green flash goes off beneath the bark, kind of shining through and jetting out into the light. Now there's this pale green light coming from the center of this tree as the lightning strikes around you, illuminating you and Arena. And she's like, is that good or bad?
I don't know.
At the top of the order.
Fire in the tree is good.
The boy's face is entirely encapsulated in bark. There's a moment of stillness. And then from the tree, there's a thick, sick cracking, and the branches themselves split this 30-foot tall plant-like creature, sending twigs and earth flying out into the clearing. All of the needle blights see this and immediately begin scurrying away. It thrashes down with its hands and grabs two of them, and then from where its feet stick into the ground, tentacle-like roots pick them up, squeeze them, and crush them to death. And green light seeps out of it. It's going to join the initiative count. That's a 1. That's a 1 on that initiative count right there. So we've got Myri and Arena first as it...
Myri wants to try and grab the gem out of the thing. Because it has the gem part attached to it, right?
It's completely covered in bark.
Oh, I understand. Copy. Okay, that's fine. Myri's gonna... Yeah, dang. She's just going to stab this thing as best she can. 22.
We'll hit. And you can roll a sneak.
20 damage.
Nice.
And attack it one more time. 6 plus 7 is 13.
Does not hit. You slice at one of its like reaching branches and it recoils back as you try and slice with your dagger, but it moves the wood parts of it out of the side, and it quite turns to face you. Arena's turn.
Is Arena engaged with it?
Oh, yes.
She's going to disengage, run back a little to put some space between it and her.
Mm-hmm.
And can she drink a potion?
Yep.
That's so silly to do, but it'll be worth it, probably. And that's her turn.
How far away did she run?
She's going to run her distance farther away from the horse, which I assume she saw.
She did not. You did.
Then she's just going to run. The twig blights ran away, right?
They were needle blights, but they got crushed and fucked up. Yeah.
They're
okay,
done. Great.
They're done. Don't worry about them.
She'll run back towards the road she came from. That makes the most sense.
Gotcha. Okay, so North. She's like booking it down
further
out of the ring. So she's still in the ring of circles, but heading toward the trail.
Yeah, and she's going to be her full distance, 30 feet. She's going to turn around and shoot lasers at this, hopefully, but she just wants to be further away.
Okay. This thing is going to bound forward. You get an op attack on it.
Good thing I'm blessed. 26. Do I do the sneak attack now?
Sorry, you don't get it now because it's still the same round.
New round starts after my turn.
No, it starts on your turn. He's at the bottom of the order. I say he. It's a giant tree, but let's be honest. He's got a big woody.
I was about to say. It forms and there's a full male anatomy. 7 damage.
It's like root encrusted feet lift up and then slam into the ground and more like roots sink into it as it moves. And this sound like splintering wood as it moves. It closes the distance to being halfway in between you and Arena. And then you are out of the range of its branch. You're out of the range of its branch. You are not out of the range of its grasping roots. This will hit Myri, and that's going to hit Arena.
Oh, boy. Myri's going to use Defensive Duelist. 19.
21 is more than 19.
Okay.
As roots surge up from the ground, entangling you and Arena and raising you slightly into the air, you are both grappled.
Okay.
Start of your turn, you take 7 bludgeoning damage as the vines squeeze around you,
can
crushing
you.
Can I
half that?
It's not an attack that you can see. Yeah. It is an effect of a previous attack.
I agree. I suck in my stomach a certain way.
I didn't need that rib anyway.
I remember when I had to steal something by swallowing it and change the shape of my body. Taking a potion is a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to attack it. Myri can attack grappled, right?
Yeah, if it's within range. This thing is 15 feet away from you.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, she's going to try and break the grapple.
Okay.
My choices are acrobatics or strength or just strength?
I really should just keep this page fucking tattooed on my chest.
It's my fault, dude.
Acrobatics or athletics?
Okay. Oh, but my athletics is better anyway. I'm so silly. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
And I can use Bless on it still. Dope. 21.
Blackjack. You slither free of these vines.
I run towards it so I can be engaged and put myself between it and Arena as best I can. Like, not exposing my lower half by straddling the vine, but being next to that vine that's holding her.
Rough.
And just because I don't want it to, like, dinosaur tail me away. And I drink a potion.
2d4 plus 2. I'm trying to think of one for Pinot Noir. Can't find it.
That's Myri's turn.
Arena's turn. She takes 7 damage. Okay.
7 acrobatics.
She struggles against the vines, but is held fast in place as they wrangle around her.
Actually, oh, she drops Bless.
Oh, shit.
But I still would have failed my grapple check, so I don't feel guilty.
That's her turn?
Yep. Well,
yeah. What?
I take it back. I'm going to use Healing Word.
Okay.
Especially because it's plus 5. It'll be worth it to give her one more round of being alive. 3 plus 3 is 6. Great.
Okay. Winter Splinter. His name is Winter Splinter.
Really? Is he snowy themed?
I guess so. It's like kind of always cold here.
Maybe he's like got blood on him, so he looks frost, like frosted. Like
I think he doesn't have any leaves on him, and because winter sucks.
Yeah, fuck winter. We stand autumn.
Interesting. I think this is what will happen.
Someone come with Spare the Dying.
It's a little Deus Ex Machina, but it's like, I think for the fucking best. It drags her toward its mouth, and as that happens, a fireball blows up in its face.
It would hit her too, though.
No, actually, it would hit you because of where it's placed. A fireball goes off. I need you to make a dexterity save.
Copy. No more blessed. Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Ah, so you're going to take the full damage from this.
Uncanny dodge it if I can. I can see it.
You're taking 27 fire damage.
Is that the half amount?
That's the amount. So half of 27 is 14.
Whew, that's great news.
And as the flames clear around and the smoke billows up to join the wall of fog, you turn and you see Strahd strolling toward the top of the hill and says, "Put her down." But she is dropped and freed.
That's great.
Irina kind of scuttles away on the ground back towards these stones. I need her to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Yeah, I was going to say. 12.
She take off running away from Strahd.
Yeah.
Winter Splinter's turn is just full of rage and destruction. He is going to whip out a bite to hit you, Myri. This will hit you.
I'm going to half the damage, please.
Half of 14, which is 7. It's going to use its other branch to hit Chiboy.
Oh, freaking sick, dude.
As it lashes out toward him with the branch, he catches it in one hand and snaps it off and throws it over to the side. That's Winter Splinter's turn. Myri's turn.
I stab the tree. I look after Arena for a second, but I stab the tree. 25.
We'll hit.
Is Strahd my friend? Is that what we decided?
He is your ally.
While he's attacking it.
There's an important distinction.
27.
Damage?
Yeah.
Thank you. You stab into it, piercing again, and it is still standing, but it looks like big parts of it are exposed. More blood falls onto the ground. Anything else on your turn?
I drink a potion. I'm still standing.
You have not Zinfandfell? That's not the game, but it's fine.
That's her turn.
Irina is, I think, continuing to run down the hill at full tilt.
I agree.
As she leaps over the circle of stones, getting to the edge, a bolt of lightning appears to be heading right for her in a moment, and then there is a twist as it bends and hits the ground just on the other side of her. She looks panicked at the thought, and like you can see her hair kind of standing on end, but she, still terrified, runs down the hill. Strahd says,
"Hadn't you heard that I am the land? You grew out of me."
He's going to cast Blight. He's going to take 40 damage from Blight. Strahd holds up his hand toward the tree, and all of the wounds that you have stabbed into it from trying to free Elvin begin spewing blood out toward him, which Strahd opens his mouth and just lets it gush against him, dribbling down his mouth and over his cloak as he relishes in it and seems to grow taller.
The Winter Splinter,
I think, sense that your boy is a pretty big threat, tries to grapple him.
A wine barrel is a Winter Splinter.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And thrashes against Strahd with, both of these.
What does he do to Strahd?
Hits him with two branches, dealing 26 damage. These branches, one of them leaves a cut mark on his cheek. A single dribble of blood runs down, and he thumbs it, sucks it off.
That almost stung.
I gotta find a crossbow. We gotta get me Alexis Denisov out.
Oh, yeah. Full Wesley.
Angel Wesley, though.
Strahd strides forward and just takes his hand and jams upwards into the bark. He deals 27 damage. So here's how he does it. You hear the splinters of wood crack, and then he...
No, I want to grab it.
Wrenches out the gem.
I want to grab it. Can I grab it? I'm a thief.
What do you want to do?
Can I throw a dagger at the gem to knock it out of his hand?
Yeah, that I think is on hand. That is something that you could do in this moment.
Let's do it.
Also, you, I think, know the implication that in order to get this gem, he had to wrench it out of Elvin's dead.
Oh, yeah. The second that beast became beast, I knew Elvin was dead. That's why I tried to grab the gem that. Dex and proficiency?
Strength and proficiency, because you're throwing it.
Is throwing strength? I think you're wrong.
I'm not.
But bows and arrows are dex. Am I wrong?
You're not throwing the arrows. It's not ranged attacks. It's thrown.
23.
Holy shit.
What I'm imagining is Myri doesn't care if she misses. She's throwing the dagger and immediately running after it to hopefully, like, slide under his hand and catch the gem if it does happen to knock it out of his hand.
You throw the dagger and it hits him in the hand. He goes, ah! And misses. The gem continues to fall. Make a dexterity check.
I baseball slide under him.
Yeah.
To catch it. I have no luck. Believe. 22.
As you slide, you reach a hand up, fucking Brandon Crawford style, snatch the gem out of the air, roll, and then stand to your feet. You look and see Strahd standing right there in front of you.
I'm not looking. I'm running. I fancy footwork out of there and I run.
Okay. You run.
Can I have grabbed the dagger? It's okay if I can't.
You can't have grabbed the dagger. The dagger was in his hand. You grabbed the
gem.
Oh,
yes. Yes, I keep going.
And as the lightning flashes, you hear this inhuman. Also, keep in mind, Arena is way the hell ahead of you.
That's great news, because I'm a thief. I stand up fully expecting to have not gotten this jewel, because there's no way that worked. And I'm just like, and I reach down to grab my sword, and I'm like clutching it, and I'm like, well, tell me what I see before I use my bonus action.
So there are a number of things you see. There's the withered husk of this tree light behind you that Strahd is standing in front of. You are surrounded by mists as per usual in Barovia. It is the dead of night. But to your left, there is a source of light coming from around the side of the hill, the left side where the wall is, and heading toward an intercept path with Arena. You see a flaming steed, a horse that appears to be as black as shadow with a mane of fire.
Oh boy.
So that is what you see. Arena, who's about halfway down
fucking
the hill.
Fucking fine. I have gem in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use gem somehow? Is there anything I can do?
Make an arcana check.
Or I can tell you my guesses.
You can fucking Tobey Maguire and try and like figure out how to make the gem work.
Yes, 10 arcana.
The bright glow that you saw while it was in this dude's chest has diminished, and it appears to just be a clearly valuable gem, but there's no light radiating from it.
Every time I have something magical, when I need it to work, and I like hit it a couple times, I rub it like a lamp. I just try putting it in my eye.
It does make the world look a little bit green, like fucking sunglasses you'd find at a thrift store.
Okay, great. God, I need a bow so bad. All I can do is just run towards Arena and try and shout to her. Hey, Arena! I got the thing, but also there's a fire horse. Horse fire.
Have Arena make a perception check with disadvantage to hear your shouts over the brewing storm.
Well, maybe the horse will go out. 19 at disadvantage.
She turns her head over her shoulder and sees you shouting, horse, fire, and then turns and sees the nightmare galloping toward her.
Can I animal handle the nightmare? Is that a possibility?
You can try.
I have one kebab stick in my bag.
Here's some wolf meat, but yes, anything else on my restraint? You're just dashing?
Yeah, I'm just going to dash and give her that heads up.
Okay, so you reach the end of this circle of stones. As you do, please make a dexterity saving throw.
Yes, chef. 18.
You vault over this ring of stones. As you do, a bolt of lightning zaps down right where your hand was moments ago, and you continue running down the hill. Strahd bellows behind you. That belongs to me!
I'm already screwed, so like, having more bad guys doesn't make me any less screwed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just makes me different screwed.
Just makes you screwed McDuck. So cinematically, the way we see this, Myrie vaults over this like fucking legs forward Avengers style. The lightning flashes, and as she runs, the lightning flashes again, and Strahd is there, closer to her.
So spooky.
That is his turn. It is Arena's.
Do I know if Strahd came from the direction of the castle that I saw earlier, that Myrie saw earlier?
When Myrie first saw him approaching, like, he was down there staring off into the fog at this castle while you were disturbing the ritual. That was what he was here for. The fucking tree is incidental, apparently.
So he was heading to the castle?
Well, he was looking at it.
Okay. Strahd is looking at Myrie, right?
Oh, yes. With singular intent. The horse bearing down on Arena.
I really want to make Arena just like bury herself in one of these cairns and somehow hide from this horse. But I have a feeling that will just trap her. because the horse is looking at her as it's running.
We can put Ashley in a dumpster. Why not?
I don't know what that is.
Resident Evil 4. It's a game where, like, you're a badass, and the whole, like, first third of it is an escort mission.
Yes.
And most of what you do is, like, here, hide in this dumpster while I go take care of everything, and then I'll come back and get you. But also, they can open dumpsters, so you have to, like, check on it periodically.
Also, they can open dumpsters.
They're like velociraptors.
I'm just imagining, like, oh, what's in here? That's so funny. She's gonna go, She looks back at Myrie, sees Strahd there, and is like, well, fuck that.
Mm.
But in a nice way. And then she's gonna go, sorry, horsey, and Sacred Flame this horse's hooves.
Okay.
It's little
What is the range on Sacred Flame?
Oh, I want to say it's 60 or 120, but let's find out which.
And that's the distinction.
It's 60.
Okay. It's not in range. It's 120 feet away from you.
It's 120 feet away from me.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna hide on her action.
Okay. In one of these cairns?
We're not going to say in, because she's going to... I don't want her to be in a spot where she would have to, like, make a check to get out from inside it.
For sure. She'd also have to unbury, like, all the rocks to...
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have her hide behind
Great.
A cairn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's, like, stealth is dex, so that is a 6 to hide.
Woof.
And she's, like, rubbing dirt on herself.
And she's, like, clattering the rocks around, just like...
Uh-huh.
That is what she does.
That's her action... On her bonus action, she prays.
Great. Morning Lord, please, someone, help us. Roll a religion check for
God
Arena.
God is dead. Myrie whispers. Bro. 5.
Okay, that is her turn. Bucephalus.
Excuse me?
That is the name of the nightmare. Bucephalus is running still around the hilltop. Arena is scrambling around being like, someone, anyone, and then looks over the cairn, just kind of glances to see, and it's right there, hooves up, like whinnying. What is the thing they do when they kick their hooves in the air?
Yeah.
Does it have a name? Rearing back?
Rearing up, yeah.
Yeah, rearing up in front of her. The lightning flashes behind it. It's very Headless Horseman, but without the rider. Myrie, you see that horse is right there. Top of the pops, it's you.
Okay. What do you want this for?
You're asking Strahd?
Yeah.
Make a persuasion check.
26. I say it so stupidly, he's not concerned at all that I would be a threat.
Yeah.
Like, why a rock?
Fuck around and find out.
I go to smash it on the rock and I say, call off your steed.
He continues advancing.
Well, it was worth a try. I start running towards the horse.
He snatches at you and you pull the rock back at the last second.
He's there, she's there, horse there. Really wish I could ride the horse. That would help so much.
You have to get to the horse first.
Well, also, it has to not be against me. It has to be on my team.
You can charm the horse. Just Viggo Mortensen your way out of this.
Shh. We both did the same thing. Can I thieves' tools the horse's heart?
Tell you what, you build a wooden horse and then hide inside of it.
That won't help us, though. It might awaken something. Just kidding. Fuck. Can I go back?
Okay.
I'm not gonna move.
Okay.
I want to hit him with a flask of holy water.
Okay. Make a ranged attack.
I could just, like, wine bottle him with it.
Just a breakaway bottle, smash him in the face, but it's holy water.
Yeah. I'm just trying to Myrie my way out of this instead of fighting him with 30 HP. Maybe we can talk.
I prefer it when you run.
I was afraid you'd say that. I'm going to smash this holy water on him.
Make a ranged attack against a target creature.
It has to be ranged.
You can splash the contents of this flask onto a creature within 5 feet of you or throw it up to 20 feet, shattering it on impact. In either case, make a ranged attack against a creature, treating the holy water as an improvised weapon.
I got a natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Teacher? Oh my god.
Okay. And he holds up his hand that has the dagger in it. He pulls it, sliding it slowly out of his palm. And as he does, you see the wound in his hand stitch up together. And he says, I prefer when you run. And you just murk him in the face with this flask of holy water. It sizzles against his skin. Roll damage. Roll up. 4d6.
Ah! Sorry. Son of a bitch! 6.
Okay.
That sucks.
It's not ideal.
It really sucks.
as the water splashes against his hand, you can see the wound stop stitching where the water hits it, and he turns back to look at you with a flash of lightning. You see this, like, Phantom of the Opera fucking Deadpool burn on his face, steaming up into the night, and he says,
"You're going to be more fun than I thought you'd be."
I'm running.
He's going to get an op attack.
No, he doesn't, because I fancy footworked out.
Because you used holy water. Mm-hmm.
So he turns around, and he says that, and blinks, and I'm already gone.
He, like, snatches out at you again, trying to grab you with his free hand, and you're running down the hill again.
Yeah. I could dash once. Yeah, so I get 60.
So you are 140 feet away from Bocephalus and Arena. It's Strahd's turn. The steam continues to sizzle, and he says,
"I never gave you a proper welcome to Barovia. You ought to know, this is bat country."
And in, like, the mist that is arranging from him, that swirls his cloak up, and it, as it passes over his face, it comes to the other side as a leathery wing as he takes to the air, turning into a bat. As he takes to the air and Myri is running, we see behind her the darkening clouds that were obscuring the wall of fog are moving. And as Strahd leaps into the air, he joins swarms of bats that are now in pursuit of Myri and Arena.
Great. Love that.
It is Arena's turn.
Pony is here. It sees Pony her. Is here. What's God, Eldritch Blast? She Sacred Flames it.
Plus dexterity is low. Cool. Okay. As the steed rears up and whinnies, Arena raises a hand, because the Lord helps those who help themselves, and flames ignite from it, and you can see as they sear into this horse's flesh, it backs up, balancing on its hooves, screaming in unearthly pain, not used to being burned.
Like the bear in Annihilation.
I can't do
it. Don't do it. You'll hurt yourself.
Due respect, roll damage.
3 damage.
It startles it. It's not used to flames burning it, but as it settles down on the ground, Arena can see madness in its eyes. Anything else on her turn?
I don't think she can.
It brings its hooves down on her. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so weird to describe horses. I can only ever picture them boxing.
You are doing a lot of little, oh, fisticuffs.
A lot of little arm stuff. That is low enough that it might not.
15 is her AC.
14.
Yay!
Its hooves clatter against the stones, breaking this cairn loose, and it scatters down. She backs up around as the stones slip off, and dusty bones clatter down to the ground around it. This ancient spear rolls out onto the hillside. That's Bocephalus' turn. We are at the top of the pops with Myri, except I need to add the bats to the initiative count. Bats. Okay, so they are still in pursuit of you, but the cloud is swarming down, and basically this now roiling wave of chittering. You can hear their echolocation clicks surrounding you like a wall of sound, as it is now Myri's turn.
Are the bats within range of me for sword?
For sword, and 7 years ago, you would have to run back to them.
Oh, copy. They're behind me.
Yeah.
Not above.
Well, behind and above.
Right. It can be both. I'm going to keep running forward. Can I get there if I just bonus action dash?
You'd have to use both and you would still be 50
too far.
Feet away.
Yeah. Okay, great. I do that, though. I get within 50 feet of this.
You're sprinting down this. Your legs basically moving on their own and letting gravity do most of the work. Mm-hmm. Your head down as this hurricane of bats floods in behind you. Oh, it's almost like in a side scroller, how, like, sometimes there are those levels with, like, the wall of fire.
Yeah, it's bats.
But it's bats.
Nature's fire.
And you are racing toward this steed. Anything else on your turn?
That's it.
Okay. Strahd is nowhere to be seen amidst the swarm.
You blink and he's completely obscured.
Irina's turn.
Irina sees Myri coming and gets sort of on the same side of the horse as Myri's gonna be. Mm-hmm. So that she could be like, let's be friends and fight it together, I guess. She's happy to see that Strahd is gone, and feeling a little braver, Sacred Flames this thing with all of her power.
13.
I have a 13 spell save DC.
Needed to beat it.
Copy. All right, so she saves.
And it, like, puts some distance in between itself and her, still staying within range.
Yeah.
But runs out of the way as the flames go up again, now kind of wise to this. Lightning continues to flash in the background. It's been raining this whole time, but now, like, it is a deluge. There's just thick droplets of water. The air is hostile.
And Bucephalus is like standing there, breathing out through his nose angrily. And all around him, water's coming down, but he's just creating steam.
Yeah, the flames are too hot to disignite. You can see also it looks like razor sharp teeth. Its whole face is withered and emaciated. It charges toward Arena, bearing down upon her, circle, and then disappears.
Okay. Myri, running towards her, seeing all this, is like, what the heck? Where did it go? Whose turn?
The bats is as they descend upon Myri. 8 does not hit you. A natural 20 does.
Balls.
And this other attack will.
So one crit and then one that's going to hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It rhymes. Uncanny dodge.
So half of 12 is 6 plus 6 is 12. You take 12 damage.
Okay. It's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. Nothing can go wrong.
It's kind of like a, and I feel like it probably happens in The Mummy, but you're running from a sandstorm and then the sand overtakes you. And you just feel all of these like tiny lacerations on your skin.
The bats turn into a giant bat shape as they come at me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's metal as fuck. Your turn.
What am I going to do? Attack the bats? I guess. My raven feather whistle's like a one-time use, right?
One way to find out.
Do I not know? I'm going to attack the bats. 24.
We'll hit.
7 damage.
Okay.
How many bats explode?
4. 4 bats explode. Other bats fall to the ground. As you run and kind of whirlwind around, whipping your blade through, you feel the connection as you cut through several of these, but their number is their biggest threat, and they continue to pursue you. Okay, and then with your bonus action?
It's okay if I die, right? Like, I'm not in trouble.
You're not in trouble with me.
Let's see. Can I hide?
You can try.
No. I'm gonna stab him with my dagger. Why not be brave? AKA stupid. 21.
We'll hit.
2 damage. And then I run after fancy footwork.
Just a regular movement?
Out of it, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, but I don't want to be close to her, to be honest.
Because everybody who's close to you gets hurt.
Yeah, that's true. There's nowhere with, like, cover, is there? Are there trees I could run towards?
The trees are at the bottom of the hill, which Arena is between you and them, but she's off to the side a little bit.
Yeah, I run diagonal away from her.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Because I have a feeling these bats can attack a bunch of people in an area, and I don't really want to get close to her, and her attack is at distance. That's where I'm at.
Okay, that's where you want. So what are you doing? You're running diagonally.
I'm running diagonally, so we are going to be parallel with each other, but a good distance apart, a good 40 feet apart.
Okay. She's behind one cairn. You're basically splitting now off this path and running down either side. There is a road that leads out of here, and then there's the woods on either side.
I want to be going towards the woods.
Okay. That is your turn, because you still don't know what Strahd is doing.
She blasts the bats. They make a dex save.
They do. That's a natural 1. Have her roll double damage.
10.
A huge swath of these bats. One of its wings is severed as flames sear up through it. When you see Arena's confidence return a little bit now that she's got a pretty big target.
She's going to move towards Myri, but stay like 20 feet away.
Okay, kind of closing the distance.
Yeah.
So she's got now to the main path that leads up this hill.
Yeah.
And you are slightly further away, but you're parallel to each other now.
Yeah.
Anything else for her?
No, that's it.
There's a sound like twisting glass, and she turns and looks, and you look over your shoulder as you see this flaming mare come through the cloud of bats flying in the air, its hooves connecting with nothing as it gallops apace, this fiery-footed steed, greeting from its illumination shadows of the bats flying in and around it, and you can see Strahd on its back.
I don't know if I want to hate Strahd or if I want to be Strahd.
Hmm. What a thing to think.
What? What?
What?
Wait, what?
That's Bucephalus' turn. It's the bats.
Okay.
So 7 does not
hit.
The other two are going to make grapple checks.
To my girl?
To your girl. Their strength is -3. Get the fuck out of here.
They're bats, Trevor.
But that's why I was doing that, is because I'm giving them advantage.
You seen a bat foot? It's so small.
Have Arena make a strength check, an athletics check.
16.
They all swarm around and lift Arena off the air. She begins to panic and twist, and as she does, she falls, connecting to the ground before she can even get 6 feet up. But they did try to lift her.
Oh my gods. Okay.
That was their turn, Myri.
I stab the bats. I go close to Arena, and I stab the bats.
Okay.
17.
Will hit.
Sneak attack.
Yes.
I play the game. Fall in love. Plus 3, 23 damage.
Dope. Okay. With a whirlwind of blades slicing indiscriminately in front of Arena, you cut a swath through this swarm as it descends upon you, trying to lift her up, but many are felled as you do that. The swarm is still thick, though. The air is still thick with bat.
I stab them again with dagger. 13.
Hits.
4 damage.
And then with your dagger, several are speared and flung off immediately with a flick of the wrist, and there is still a cloud of bats surrounding you, but their numbers have significantly diminished.
Dope.
Anything else on your turn?
That's my turn. It would be nice if that god you're always telling me about could help us out, you know?
Myri, make a religion check.
my prayer is just being like, sure wish there was a god around right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord does not want this to happen.
Apparently not. But the lightning does crackle and arc through this swarm of bats, like striking closely to you and Arena, both kind of huddle closer together as to avoid this lightning strike, as you say that. On Strahd's turn, I should know the rules for mounted combat by now, but I just don't.
It's very complicated.
Myri, can you please make an athletics check?
Athletics? 8.
8 does not beat. An 18 on the die.
Yeah.
As this smoldering mount gallops toward you, you have your sword and dagger ready for impact, and then feel a hand on the nape of your neck lift you into the air. Arena goes, Myri! And as the horse switches its trajectory and begins to make an ascent, you see Strahd looking at you as the lightning flashes, his sizzled skin now perfectly healed again. And he says, there are no gods here, only me.
Oh, fuck.
And it is Arena's turn.
Dang, shit. Can Arena try and hit his hand?
With a dagger.
Not with a dagger!
But try and burn him?
Yeah.
He'll
make a
dex save.
You have to make a dex save.
14.
Damn it! You son of a bitch.
She brings up both of her hands in front of her, trying to cast a flame, and Bucephalus dodges to the side of it, and Strahd leans down and smiles at her. Then looking at you, he says,
go on, little girl. Pick a god. Any god. They won't hear you, and they won't help you.
Can she pray? It doesn't have to be a roll. I just think that's what she would be doing.
Angels and ministers of grace, defend us.
Good.
Have her roll a religion check.
Oh, which die? It's fine. It doesn't matter. To believe in the god. 6. It, like, was hanging on an 18, and then it was like, 5.
No, never mind. Yeah, I just super don't get the rules for mounts. You're just basically, I think your speed becomes its speed.
Yeah.
Okay, that is Arena's turn. A Bucephalus is going to use its fly speed of 90 feet to rise up into the air. The bats far below are going to continue to swarm and bite at Arena, but a 9 does not hit her as she is just kind of harried by this, watching as you raise into the air. Myri, it is your turn.
I want to ride the horse. I want to ride the horse so bad. Can I out of my shirt and then kick Strahd? Oh, I have to describe that. It's an audio medium. Can I lift my arms to fall out of my shirt and kick Strahd off this horse?
Oh, bud.
Using the reins to go around the little head.
Like Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, why not?
It's very fun.
Is this horse wearing a saddle?
This horse is not wearing a saddle. No, Strahd does everything bareback. I have not. That came in me just now. To me, just now.
Well, I'm proud. I'm mad, but I'm proud.
As is Strahd. You can slip out of your shirt. You can try and, like, get up in front of him.
Mm-hmm. I want to stab the horse.
Okay. You are grappled, so you can make a melee attack with disadvantage.
Am I grappled or am I restrained?
You are grappled.
If I get out of the grapple, I fall. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong.
Yeah, I think I do this then. I stab the horse. Sorry, God, this session I've just been killing bats and horses. First of all, bats, great animal. A 10?
Does not hit as you swing wildly. Strahd just goes...
There was a brief moment there I thought you might have been a Baelverzi assassin. I think not, no.
My dagger for it's another 10.
Yeah, again, you are just swinging wildly. Where is the gem if the dagger is in your other hand?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Just in a pocket?
Yeah, after I smashed the bottle, I put it in my bra.
Yeah.
It's just the third boob.
Lopsided. Okay, that is your turn.
Can I pray again? This time for real? This time Myri actually closes her eyes and is like, I'm really sorry I've been so rude to you, but I could really use some help. I'm probably gonna die right now. So, like, if you're out there, it would be cool for you to help.
Roll a religion check.
19.
Strahd laughs and he goes, pathetic. He looks down at the ground and holding you up, he says, give me the gem. Make a wisdom saving throw.
4.
You arch your chest forward and he very grossly reaches in to your cleavage and withdraws the gem. And as he holds it up, it begins to glow green again, and he smiles in the limelight.
Thank you. You acted irrationally, but I understand. People do crazy things when they fall.
And he lets go of you in love. 96 fall damage.
I guess if you all rolled all ones, I could live. I was like, I don't even think I can live, but I could.
Let's roll some dice, bud.
But yeah, like, you have to roll mostly ones and twos for me to live.
Take 30 bludgeoning damage.
I'm dead, but not by twice, so that's good.
As Strahd lets you fall from this great height, because Arena's still around.
Yeah.
So that is interesting. Okay.
I have no spells, though.
She has no spell slots?
No.
Okay, well then that takes care of that.
I could guide Myri.
In the afterlife as a psychopomp?
I could guide her, I don't know, death saves.
Okay, if she has no spell slots, then that changes. Because yeah. I was going to have Arena could act, but...
Yeah, she doesn't have spells.
As Myri falls, Arena gasps and holds a hand to her mouth to brace for the impact,
mm-hmm.
and there is none. We see as, like, from a wide shot of Myri falling through the air, as she hits the ground, she plunges into it like it is dark water. You're swirling in darkness, completely surrounded by it, and then you feel a hand. You don't see it, but you sense a hand in front of you. What do you do?
I reach for the hand.
It pulls you out, and you can feel it's covered in what feels like oily fur, like an otter. And it pulls you up, and you're looking around, and you're in what appears to be a crypt, a dark tomb. There is a single candle. Or no, you wouldn't be able to see the candle from that placement. Okay, so there is some source of light behind you, and you see a shadow projected on the wall. It appears to be a humanoid figure, puts its hands together in the silhouette, and says, I've been watching you.
What the? How did I get here? What is this?
You start to look around and you feel instinctually as you, like, your head begins to turn over your shoulder, your own muscles stop and redirect your eyes toward the wall.
Strahd is arrogant. There are indeed still powers here. And you have shown great promise.
Powers where?
In Barovia, of course.
Who are you?
Let us say that I am a benefactor, a patron. I take interest in the playthings Strahd brings to this realm. I think he has an unfair advantage, and I like to level the playing field.
What's in it for you?
The joy of seeing a game played beautifully. It's the only thing that provides me any satisfaction in this bleak world that we inhabit.
Why not just fight him yourself?
There are certain rules to this game. We cannot act directly against one another.
He has been playing with the upper hand for far too long, and I would like to see a name scratched off the leaderboard.
And he comes around behind your shadow, and you see the shadow's hands on your shadow's shoulders, but you don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
The head leans over so that it's like whispering into your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And now it appears almost like a strange two-headed creature, your shadow and its.
You used to have power before you came to this place, before you were brought to this place. I can offer you power again. Perhaps power enough to defeat Strahd.
What kind of power and what price?
As you watch, you see another shadow appear on the wall, and it appears to be the silhouette of an enormous hound. You can hear its panting.
He says, protection, for one. You live in a world of darkness. Wouldn't it be lovely to use that darkness instead of run from it?
It could be nice, but I'm not from here. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
And yet you are.
But I don't plan to stay, so where does that leave us?
If you lose the game, it leaves me in the same place I have been for time immemorial. If you win the game, then you're on your way. Allow me to use you as my champion, and as a reward, you get to torment your tormentor and leave scot-free.
And the shadow eclipses your vision, and then two lamp-like eyes appear, so light in place of shadow. And as those eyes grow, they come together, and then you see this puppet figure, two taller ones and a shorter one. And then from the other side, another tall, hunched, evil-looking one extends a come-hither finger and beckons, and the two taller ones shunt the smaller one toward it.
You've spent your whole life being traded by others, used for their own powers.
And you see a little crowd of people who have like a shiny glint of light hanging on them, and a small figure come and take the light and then leave with it.
Even in death, you didn't find freedom.
Puppet figure of a raven drops down onto the screen and kind of like dangles there for a second and then flies up around, and another one joins it, and the little figure is laying down and then is kind of brought up from the chest, and the ravens all swarm around it and then plop her down on the ground upright with a sword in hand.
You were just someone else's pawn. I would have you be my queen.
The ravens are all disperse, and the hound approaches, and a crown is lowered onto the figure's head.
You say I've been a pawn before, which is why I'm asking questions. What do people call you?
The sheaves of shadow close again, and then the two lamp-like eyes reappear and pull backwards. And then you see a line of light appear, and it grins into a crescent-like smile.
In your language, I have been called the Black Star.
What happens to Arena if I don't go back? Because I'm tired.
The same thing that always happens with girls like her. Strahd will torment her, break her, and then just as he's about to take her, she'll slip away from him. Her soul will be recycled, and the game will begin anew. Like a cue ball as the billiards are re-racked. You see, that's the game. Strahd torments everyone in his dominion, and her most of all. My game is to torment Strahd. And there's nothing that Strahd hates more than not getting what he wants.
Give me the power.
This is going to go so well for Myri, and nothing bad's going to come of this. What were you going to say?
Excellent. Hold on tight.
What?
And you feel a sudden tug around your neck as you see on the shadows a tree appear, and then from one of the boughs, a single line that connects to your head, And then you feel this tug as a real tree erupts out of the side of the cairn. Arena quickly dashes backwards as this jet black plinth of wood extends from the cairn, casting an enormous shadow darker than the night. Myrie hanging from that rope. You feel your breath return and struggle as you see you are suspended from the boughs of this tree by myriad puppet strings that connect to your neck and your joints.
I Tomb Raider it. I don't have any weapons, do I?
No, you do. Your body is fitted. It just hit the ground.
Mm-hmm. I cut the puppet strings.
Dope. Quickly, without even thinking twice about it, bring your dagger up and saw through the rope. As you land, you're in the roots of this tree. Arena is there looking at you. And then from the side of the tree stalks a massive black hound.
Mm-hmm.
He looks to you, awaiting a command.
I point at Strahd on this fiery horse, say, get the gem.
He rushes up the side of the tree and leaps onto the leg of the nightmare.
I turn to Arena with like a dead-eyed, so done with this shit of gods and men. I just look at her and I go, wink. And then I look back up, like, not a smile, nothing.
He chomps down on the haunch of Bocephalus.
Yes.
And then the shadow extinguishes the flame. And jerking back, Strahd, surprised, which is not a usual thing for him, looks back and goes, son of a bitch. I'm just going to fucking do this cinematically. We're in a cutscene.
Go ahead. It's pre-rendered. Suddenly the graphics jump in quality.
Incredible difference in quality. You're like, oh, they said this was gameplay, but it's a fucking trailer. Everything that happened for you happened in an instant. So Strahd didn't have a chance to get any further away. As a matter of fact, I think he swung back closer to Arena because the dog can't fly, but, you know, can jump off a tree. Cutscene. Then it claws into the flank of the nightmare and bites onto Strahd's arm as it attempts to wrest this gem from him. Make a
strength check.
Strength check using this thing's stats.
You can just tell me the thing.
Oh yeah, they're called Shadow Mastiffs.
Are they creatures of the Morning Lord?
Oh yeah, totally. There's no shadows without light. You know that.
Strength check, right?
Yeah.
19.
Oh, shit. That might actually...
I know.
Very good boy. Such a good boy. He's a good boy. Grabs this basically fucking tennis ball in Strahd's hand in his mouth and worries it. Strahd loses his grasp on it and...
Ew, spit, ew.
Covered in slobber. So you don't have to do it in episode right now, but start thinking of dog names.
Bosco. My friend's huge black dog just passed away, and I love thinking of him as this, like, creature of the night. I don't think she listens, so it won't make her sad, but it'll be a good honor of him.
So Bosco grabs the gem, Strahd lets go, and Bosco falls down to the ground and lands deftly in a shadow with the last of his magic cutscene powers and pads up to you. Having fetched.
I take the gem. It's still not glowing or anything, right?
No.
Lame. That's fine. Can I ride Bosco?
No, he's not that big.
Damn. Would have been so cool, though.
Strahd, seeing dripping, flaming blood seep from Bocephalus's leg, who goes, I thought better of you. Enjoy being someone's lapdog. And he vanishes.
Hmm.
Also, the bats disperse. You're standing there, gem in hand, and your hound awaiting your command. And Arena goes, what is this?
I turn back to her and I go, protection and a fighting chance.
She holds out her hand for Bosco to sniff. Good doggy.
Be nice.
And he leans over and sniffs her hand. So,
do I look the same? Do I look evil now?
I think Arena crouches and, like, kind of pets the dog. She goes, good boy. Scratches behind the ears and looks up at you and goes, Myrie, your eyes.
What? I look in my sword. Mulan style.
They are black pools. Season 6 Willow style.
Huh. I shake my head and I open my eyes again. They're still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Double, huh? Bored now. We should go find somewhere to rest.
Mm-hmm. Terrifying. Yeah, let's get back to the winery.
Yeah, the winery. Oh. Hey, I finally did something right. black eyes.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to episode 93 of 1P D&D, with Beverly Jean as Myrie Stonedaughter and Trevor Wade as everyone else. Joshua Penn Pearson did most of the music, except for this track, which was written by Alex Scribner. This episode was inspired by the Wizards of the Coast adventure Curse of Strahd. Thanks to Reddit user Mandy Mod for her Fleshing Out Strahd guide, and thanks also to our patrons, Michael, Peter, Dan, Anthony, Evan, and Aspen. Thank you all so very much. If you would like to join their esteemed adventuring company, head over to patreon.com/1pdnd. That's one like the number, P like the letter, D like the letter, N like the letter, and D like the letter. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter. Remember, this podcast is only as cool as its community, so help it grow by telling your friends about it or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you encounter podcasts. We've got a lot of fun things coming up for you for the 100th episode, which will be out in a couple months. I think that should be up by October, if my math is right. But the next episode is going to be up for you in 2 Wednesdays, which is September 1st. We will see you then.